blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, September 12, 2018. Laughter, balm for the soul, an oldie but goodie. In light of my upcoming move and lack of time, I've decided to replay one of my favorite blogs for you. I need the reminder to laugh in the middle of all this craziness. Perhaps you do too. Laughter. Oh, what an awesome gift. I'm currently working on my next Toastmaster speech. The project is a mock after-dinner speech, so it's supposed to be lighthearted and fun. I decided to do a slide presentation on some of the lessons my kiddies have taught me. I found myself cackling uncontrollably as I looked at all those pictures of my 6 cats, reminiscing over the joy they have given me. It has been so much fun. Here are a few pictures to get you smiling, even if you are not a big cat lover. Please pause this audio and have a look-see. If you looked at the pictures, you must be laughing right now. If not, something is truly wrong. One of the biggest lessons I've learned from my kitties is that there can be joy in the midst of pain. I remember the time I was on my knees, crying and hurting so bad. We had just received news that my husband's cancer had metastasized. How would I ever live without my soulmate? Then, out of the blue, my 3-month-old rascal did a somersault right on top of my head. It made me laugh right in the middle of my tears and greatest fears. And in that very moment, I heard my Savior say, "Everything is going to be okay." Why didn't God just give me that message without the laughter? I don't know, but it certainly brought joy back into my heart. Perhaps He not only wanted to comfort me, but also give me joy. He reminded me that even if Ed was gone, life could still be full of joy. Did the ache of losing Ed go away? No. But interestingly enough, joy and pain can coexist. There can be joy despite the presence of pain. Laughter eases that pain. It's like a soothing balm to the soul. Let me tell you something else my kind Father did. While I was in the middle of working on the speech, it suddenly hit me about the timing of this hilarity-producing talk. You see, right after the above event in 2008, the Lord led me to do a similar talk, only much longer. I remember laughing my head off then and realized that God had led me to do that talk in order to ease the pain of losing my man. Well, I am currently going through another humongous heartache. God, in His kindness, led me to do this similar talk to alleviate my pain today. Is God good or what? Thank you again, Lord, for the gift of laughter. I think You are laughing with me right now as we delight together in Your creation of my silly, lovable kitties. Job 8:20-22 says, "But look, God will not reject a person of integrity, nor will He lend a hand to the wicked. He will once again fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy." Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back His exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them." Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. Until next time, my friends, go laugh out loud. Here's something to help you do that. That sound is one of a peacock who used to roam my old neighborhood.